All right, let's dive into this. AI and breast cancer detection, pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
You sent over this article from The Guardian about this huge NHS trial using AI to analyze mammograms.
Right.
And it's, get this, the world's biggest trial of its kind.
Wow, that's big.
700,000 mammograms.
Yeah. It's certainly ambitious. What I think is interesting is that they're not just using one AI system.
Oh, really?
They're testing five different ones, each with its own unique approach.
Oh, wow. Okay, so five different AI systems going head to head to see if they can detect breast cancer as effectively as, you know, the traditional double reading by radiologists.
Yeah, it's a quite a competition.
Yeah, high stakes.
The stakes are incredibly high, not just for the companies that are making these systems,
Right.
but for I mean, healthcare itself. Like, if this works, it could change everything.
Yeah, that's huge. So this is happening across 30 different breast cancer screening centers in England, right?
Yeah, it's all right.
And it's funded to the tune of 11 million pounds
Wow.
by the National Institute for Health and Care Research. So they're putting some serious money behind this.
Yeah, absolutely. And this trial is a key part of the UK government's new cancer plan, which aims to make Britain a global leader in, well, cancer care.
I see. Okay. So how does this AI stuff actually work? I know it involves mammograms, but what's the process?
Sure. So imagine you're trying to teach a computer to see,
Okay.
but instead of showing it, like, pictures of cats and dogs, you give it thousands and thousands of mammograms,
I see.
some with cancer, some without.
So it's like the AI is learning from this giant library of images.
That's right. It uses this thing called machine learning to pick up on tiny little patterns, things that might mean cancer, things that even really experienced radiologists might miss.
Wow. Okay. So what kinds of AI systems are being used here? Are they all, you know, using the same method?
Oh, no, not at all.
Right.
Some of these systems are based on what's called deep learning, which it uses these artificial neural networks to try to mimic how the human brain learns.
Oh, wow. So you're giving the AI a little brain of its own.
You could say that. Others, they might use different techniques, each with its own pros and cons. So the trial is designed to, like, compare these different approaches and see which ones do the best job.
This is getting really interesting. Five different AI systems, all with different ways of analyzing mammograms.
Yeah.
So what happens next? Like, how do they test these systems?
Well, they're going to analyze about 462,000 mammograms using AI.
Okay.
And the other 238,000 will be read the traditional way by two radiologists.
So they've got this control group, basically,
Exactly.
to see how the AI stacks up against the, you know, the gold standard, the human experts.
That's right. And then they're going to compare the results, right? See how well the AI did. Did it detect the same cancers?
Right.
Did it miss any that the radiologists caught? Did it flag any false positives?
Wow, it's like a competition, but with life or death on the line.
Yeah, it is. And it's it's important to remember this isn't happening out of the blue. There's a big shortage of radiologists in the NHS, and it's only going to get worse.
Right. The article mentioned a projected 40% shortfall by 2028.
Yeah, it's a scary thought, and that's why the potential of AI is so exciting. If it's safe and it works, it could really help the NHS and make sure patients get diagnoses quickly and accurately.
So it's not about, you know, getting rid of radiologists completely.
Yeah, no, not at
It's
all.
about like helping them, you know, giving them an extra tool.
Exactly. It's about using technology to make humans better at what they do.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because I think a lot of people hear AI in healthcare and they think, oh no, the robots are taking over.
Yeah, I understand that, but that's not the point here. It's more about working together.
Yeah, a collaboration.
Exactly.
So you have these AI systems training on tons of data, learning to spot cancer. You have the control group with the human
Right.
experts. What's next? How long until we get the results of this big showdown?
Well, we're gonna have to wait. The trial isn't expected to have results for a few years. Analyzing all that data takes time, and we have to make sure the results are statistically sound.
That makes sense. But in the meantime, there's a lot to be excited about. This trial could really change how we approach breast cancer detection.
Definitely. And it could lead to even more new and innovative ways to use AI in healthcare.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, before we get carried away with the future, let's talk about the potential benefits of AI in this particular situation. What are the main advantages of using AI for breast cancer detection?
Well, I think one of the most obvious ones is speed.
Sorry.
AI can analyze images much, much faster than a human can,
Right.
so patients could get their results faster.
That makes a huge difference.
Yeah, less waiting, less anxiety, and potentially, it could lead to earlier treatment if it's needed.
Yeah, anything that speeds up the process is a good thing in my book. What
Yeah.
else?
Well, another benefit is consistency.
Okay.
AI systems don't get tired, they don't get distracted, so they can analyze every image with the same level of focus and detail.
I see.
So that could reduce errors and make sure even tiny little signs of cancer are detected.
So it's like having this tireless assistant working with a radiologist,
Yeah, you could say that.
making sure nothing gets missed. That's pretty amazing. Anything else we should think about?
Yeah, and as we mentioned before, there's this big shortage of radiologists.
Right.
AI could really help with that by taking on some of the more basic tasks.
Right.
So radiologists can focus on the more complicated cases or even spend more time with their patients.
So it's not just about replacing humans, it's about working smarter.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about the speed, the consistency, the potential to help with staff shortages. It all sounds good, but we can't ignore the potential risks, right?
Of course not. Any new technology, especially in healthcare, you have to be aware of the downsides.
So what are some of the things we should be thinking about? What are the potential risks of using AI to analyze mammograms?
Well, one concern is that AI is only as good as the data it's trained on.
Right.
So if the data is biased or incomplete, then the AI system could perpetuate those biases.
Okay, so if the AI is only trained on mammograms from, say, one particular group of people,
Right.
it might not be accurate for other groups.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to make sure the data is diverse, like representative of everyone the AI will be used on.
Makes sense. Data quality is key. What other risks should we be aware of?
Well, there's also the potential for what I call over-reliance on AI.
I see.
We can't just assume AI is a magic bullet. It's a tool,
Okay.
and every tool has its limitations.
So we still need the human experts to, look at the AI's findings, make the final decision.
Absolutely. AI should be seen as a way to help human experts, not replace them.
Right. Okay, so we need to be careful about data bias, avoid depending too much on the technology. Anything else?
Yeah, there's also the issue of transparency.
Okay.
AI can be very complex and not always easy to understand.
So if it flags a mammogram as, maybe cancerous, it might not be clear why it made that decision.
Exactly. And that can be a problem because it can make it hard to trust the AI.
Right.
So we need to make sure that these systems are well, transparent, that we can understand how they work and have confidence in their results.
Transparency, yeah, that's important. So we have the potential benefits, the risks, the data quality, the human oversight, and the need for transparency. This is complex stuff. There's a lot riding on this, but let's step back for a second and think bigger picture. This trial, it's part of this whole movement toward using AI in healthcare. Where do you see this going in the next, say, 5, 10, 20 years?
Oh, it's an exciting time to be in this field. We're just starting to understand what AI can do. In the next few years, I think we'll see it being used more and more to help with things like image analysis, diagnosis, treatment planning, all sorts of things.
So kind of like what we're seeing with this mammogram trial, but expanded to other areas of healthcare.
That's right. And as these AI systems get better and more reliable, we'll start to see them doing even more complex things, like drug discovery, personalized medicine, even predicting outbreaks of disease.
Wow, that's a pretty amazing vision of the future. But it also brings up some
Oh,
questions.
for sure.
Like, if AI becomes this powerful tool in healthcare, how do we make sure it's used ethically? How do we prevent it from making existing inequalities worse?
Those are all really good questions. And honestly, there are no easy answers. But the important thing is to have these conversations now before AI becomes so deeply ingrained in healthcare that it's, hard to change course.
Yeah, we need to be proactive.
Exactly.
Okay, so for our listeners who are just starting to learn about AI in healthcare, what's the one thing you'd like them to take away from this conversation?
Well, I think the main takeaway is that AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. So it's up to us as a society to decide how we want to use this technology and
Yeah.
make sure it benefits everyone.
I think that's a great point. So before we jumped into all the potential benefits, we were talking about the different kinds of AI systems in this trial.
Right, yeah. We were discussing how those systems, some using deep learning, some, other machine learning techniques, how they basically learn to recognize the patterns in mammograms that might indicate cancer.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. They're trained on all this data. Like, you're teaching a computer to see and interpret these mammograms like a radiologist would.
And that brings up a really important point about the data itself.
Oh, what?
It's really crucial for the training data to be, well, first of all, high quality, of course, but also it has to be representative, you know, of the diverse population the AI is going to be used on.
Right. Of course, if the AI only learns from mammograms from, you know, a certain type of person, it might miss important variations or patterns that are present in other groups.
Exactly. If the data isn't diverse enough, you could end up with inaccurate diagnoses for certain populations, which, you know, would defeat the whole purpose of using AI for more equitable healthcare.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So making sure the data is diverse, it's not just a technical detail, it's an ethical consideration.
Absolutely. It's fundamental. And beyond just diversity, there's also the issue of data privacy.
Right, right.
And security. I mean, these systems are dealing with very sensitive medical information, so having strong safeguards is really, really important.
Yeah, that makes sense. We hear all these stories about, you know, data breaches and privacy concerns these days. How can we be sure these AI systems are handling patient data responsibly?
Well, it's a valid concern, and one that, you know, the researchers and the developers are very much aware of. There are strict regulations and protocols in place to, you know, govern how medical data is used and stored. And the AI systems used in healthcare are designed to comply with those standards.
So there are measures in place to prevent, you know, unauthorized access or misuse of this data.
Yeah, absolutely. Things like data encryption, de-identification techniques, and secure storage systems. These are all ways to protect patient privacy. And importantly, patients, they have the right to know how their data is being used, and they can, you know, opt out if they have concerns.
Transparency and patient control, those are key, right?
They are absolutely crucial for building trust.
And speaking of trust, one of the biggest questions about, you know, AI and healthcare is, well, human oversight.
Right.
Can we, or even should we, fully trust machines to make these big decisions about our health?
It's a big question. It's almost a philosophical question, I'd say, about the balance between, you know, human expertise and artificial intelligence.
Yeah, like, where do you draw the line?
Exactly. And there are different opinions, even within the medical community. Some people see AI mainly as a tool, you know,
okay,
to help radiologists and make them better at what they do, not to replace them. But others believe that AI could actually surpass human abilities in some areas, leading to more accurate and more efficient diagnoses.
So it's not like a simple yes or no situation.
No, it's more nuanced than that.
It's about finding that that right balance.
Exactly. The optimal way to combine human intelligence and artificial intelligence. And that balance might be different depending on, you know, what you're using AI for, how complex the task is, how much risk is involved.
This makes me think about something we touched on earlier about the impact on the healthcare workforce.
Right.
If we start using AI systems everywhere, what happens to, you know, the radiologists and other healthcare professionals whose jobs might be affected?
Yeah, that's a very valid concern. And it's important to, you know, to approach this with a lot of thought and careful planning. AI won't necessarily, you know, eliminate these jobs, but it will likely change them.
So instead of, you know, getting rid of jobs, AI might actually create new opportunities or change the focus of existing roles.
Exactly. Imagine radiologists not having to do all the routine repetitive tasks anymore.
Right.
They could focus on, you know, the more complicated cases or on research or on spending more time with patients.
So it's like AI is like a highly skilled assistant, letting the human experts really focus on what they do best.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And this shift, it could lead to, you know, better diagnoses and better care for patients.
It's pretty mind-blowing to think about how AI could change the whole healthcare landscape, not just the technology, but also the, you know, the professional roles and even the patient experience.
Yeah, it's a big shift. And as we go through this transition, it's really important to prioritize education and training for healthcare professionals.
Oh, right. To get them ready for this new world of AI.
Exactly. We need to make sure everyone is equipped to handle the changing demands.
So it's not just about, you know, building the technology. It's about making sure the workforce is ready to use it effectively.
Absolutely. And beyond just the workforce, we also have to consider the broader societal impacts. You know, what does AI in healthcare mean for Access to care. What about costs? The overall quality of the healthcare system?
That's a huge question. It's like AI is this catalyst for a whole chain reaction of changes and challenges.
It is. And we need to, to be thoughtful about this, to look at it from all sides, to recognize both the potential benefits and the potential
Yeah,
problems.
like for example, AI could help make quality healthcare more accessible to everyone, even in underserved areas.
Right.
But it could also make existing inequalities worse if, if access to AI-powered healthcare is limited by things like cost or where you live.
Exactly. That's why it's so crucial to be having these discussions right now, to try to anticipate these challenges and make sure that AI is integrated into the healthcare systems in a way that benefits everybody.
It's complicated, but it's also incredibly exciting.
It
We're
is.
talking about technology that could completely change healthcare as we know it.
And as we move forward, it's important to remember that this isn't just about, the technology itself. It's about people.
Right.
It's about making things better for patients, giving healthcare professionals more tools, and creating a healthcare system that's more equitable and accessible for everyone.
I think that's a really good point to end on for this part of our deep dive. We've covered a lot,
Oh.
data diversity, privacy, the role of human oversight, the impact on the workforce, and the bigger societal implications.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating conversation, and we're really just getting started.
We're back, and it's striking how this whole discussion about AI and breast cancer detection, it feels like we're just scratching the surface.
Oh, absolutely. This NHS trial, it's almost like a preview of a future where AI is involved in almost everything in healthcare.
It's exciting, but also a little bit, overwhelming.
Yeah, I get that.
We've talked about AI helping with image analysis, diagnosis, but where else do you see this technology going? What's next?
Well, one area that's really promising is personalized medicine.
Oh, right, personalized medicine.
Imagine treatments that are tailored not just to your disease, but to your specific genes, your lifestyle, even your environment.
Wow, that's taking precision medicine to a whole new level.
It is. AI can analyze huge amounts of data like your medical history, your DNA, your habits, and use all that to create a treatment plan that's just for you. To, make it as effective as possible and minimize any side effects.
It sounds like something out of science fiction, but it's actually happening.
It is, and that's just one example. AI could also be huge for drug discovery, helping researchers find new drugs and figure out how well they're going to work.
So AI could help us not only personalize the treatments we already have, but also come up with completely new ones.
Yeah, exactly. And potentially a lot faster than we can now. And then there's preventative care. AI could help us identify potential health problems before they even start by, analyzing your risk factors and things like that.
Wow, so it's like having like a personal health advisor constantly keeping an eye on you and helping you stay healthy.
Yeah, that's the idea. It's a powerful concept. And we haven't even talked about how AI could make healthcare more efficient and less expensive.
That's right. We talked about how AI could help with the shortage of healthcare workers, but it could also streamline all those administrative tasks, make sure resources are being used well, even help prevent medical errors.
Exactly. The potential is huge. But we have to remember that this future isn't guaranteed. To really make the most of AI in healthcare, we need to be smart about it. We need careful planning, collaboration, and we have to be willing to face those ethical and societal challenges that always come with, any big technological change.
Yeah, that's true. We can't just jump in without thinking about the potential problems,
Right.
like data privacy, algorithmic bias, the need for human oversight.
Absolutely. It's about finding that balance, embracing the innovation, but also making sure it's used in a way that benefits everyone and aligns with our values.
So for our listeners, as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one message you want them to walk away with? What should they be thinking about as they consider this future where AI is playing such a big role in their healthcare.
I'd say the most important thing to remember is that the future of AI in healthcare isn't. It's not set in stone. It's something we're creating right now through the choices we make. So stay informed, get involved in conversations about the ethics of this technology and demand transparency from the people who are developing it and putting it into practice.
I think that's a great point. It's a call to action for everyone, patients, healthcare professionals, policymakers, you know, everyone involved to work together and make sure AI is used responsibly to create a healthier future for everyone.
Exactly. The potential is there, but it's up to us to guide its development and make sure it benefits all of humanity.
Well, on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of AI and breast cancer detection.
It's been quite a journey.
We started with this groundbreaking NHS trial, explored the potential benefits and risks of AI, and even got a glimpse into a future where AI could revolutionize how we think about healthcare. It's been fascinating, and I hope our listeners have learned a lot from this conversation. So to everyone out there, keep learning, keep asking those tough questions, and keep pushing for a future where technology serves humanity. Until next time, stay curious.